Number 116. Experimental. I am a particularly intelligent midget with PhDs in metaphysics, metallurgy, and meteorology. My mentor, although having an admirably mighty and meticulous mind, is completely mercenary in his work. He only does experiments for mercantile reasons, whereas I prefer to do them for their scientific merit. His moods are mercurial, so his disposition at any one time is difficult to ascertain. He is meritorious and meddlesome, with an aristocratic mien. I wish I had as much mettle as he does. Together we have used microscopes to discover microscopic things, like microbes and microorganisms, and other microcosms of the universe. We have used meters to measure innumerable things. We have conducted a methodical study of meteoric impacts. We have conducted numerous metaphysical studies. Our metallurgical discoveries have mesmerized the scientific world. The most incredible series of experiments that we probably have ever done began when we meshed a mermaid in a large net while fishing for sea creatures off the coast of the metropolis where we live. We planned to use some of the sea creatures as food and others in experiments. A few lucky ones might suit both purposes. The metropolitan coast is hardly a common place to find a mermaid. But mermaids are migrant creatures, and she obviously got lost in the miasma, which often falls over our city and the adjacent coast. The mermaid argued that she was meretricious, but neither my mentor nor I believed her. The fact that we didn't believe her meant that we didn't need to test her capacity for mesmerism. She clearly had precious little or none. However, she clearly merited becoming the subject of other experiments. We took the mermaid to our lab, which was located on a secluded mesa. We studied every aspect of her anatomy, including her metabolism. My mentor meted out rewards when she cooperated and punishments when she didn't. My mentor required her to metamorphose many times. We knew that mermaids could become fully human for short periods of time. As her metamorphosis took place, we studied her, particularly the separation and merger of her legs, which was clearly the most fundamental transformation. When she was happy, she sang metrical songs, and when she was unhappy, she engaged in myths with my mentor. Her English was fine, but she had problems with metaphors, as she tended to take things literally. Her favorite food was lobster, and her favorite smell was menthol, which she discovered in our lab.